With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Compassion Begets Compassion via video conference with our association members from Sydney Centre, Australia on August 17, 2008.
Hi Master!
How are you? Hi! How's the weather?
Pretty good here in Sydney. How's the weather where you are?
Fine. Very good.
Thank you so much for the conference, Master.
Oh, I'm glad to see you.
You look beautiful.
I heard you have some questions, so
we do.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The first question is, with the amount of natural disasters and rising sea levels, this also has an impact on food production, as land that once could be used to grow food now cannot. Because food supply is becoming more unstable, can you please tell us if the human population will be forced to become vegetarian as a matter of survival? And if this happens, will humans become more compassionate and stick to the vegetarian diet for some time, even if in the future there may be an abundance of food and less or no natural disasters?
Well, human nature is more difficult to predict than weather, you know that? Anyway, we do hope and pray for the best, yes, because everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. So we hope that after they have learned the benefit of it, they will stick to it. Okay? I hope that they are not like feeling forced to be vegetarian, rather do it voluntarily. It's for their own good, because there will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature. And then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically and they will understand more than they ever did. And they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you, Master. I have one more question here. How does what we do on Earth have an effect on the whole universe? For example, is meat eating on our planet affecting only planet Earth? Does it affect other planets too?
Not too much. It will affect our relatives and friends, yeah? If we, as living beings on this planet, for example, on a death anniversary of loved ones, we kill some animals to commemorate their death anniversary, then of course that person for whom we make the commemoration will be affected. Yes, and they will have to suffer for what we do for them in their sake. And that is the thing that most humans do not know, because not everybody understands the law of the universe it's difficult for them to understand already the law of their country, the law of their native habitat, let alone they know more about the universal law. So let's hope that one day everybody become more enlightened and understand what it is like to be all connected on this planet and the next, in this life and the next, from us to other people, to relatives and friends who are still here or who are already, departed to other consciousness level. So in that case, you can say that meat-eating here affects other planet, but otherwise not.
Thank you very much, Master.
Yes, you're welcome. You see, even if the person is still alive, for example, your sister, your brother, your friends, and they're having a wedding, yeah, or they're having babies, and when the babies are born or when people are married, they tend to kill animals or eat a lot of meat in order to celebrate. In this case, it even affects them already on this planet.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My question is regarding the looming climate change disaster. Is it because of the collective karma of humanity built up over all these centuries? Or it is because the uplifting of their spiritual level and this looming disaster is a price humanity has to pay for their spiritual upliftment? Thank you, Master.
It is a collective karma of humanity that builds up over all these centuries, of course. The karma of killing people and killing animals, and the karma of destroying the environment, the bad karma. So, of course, now we are reaping the retribution. It's not even to say that they pay for their spiritual upliftment. Because what we do, what we have been doing, is so disastrous that we could not even pay for it in one lifetime. Not to talk about for spiritual upliftment. yet. The spiritual upliftment, if it's happening at all, it is due to the grace of the Divine. Right now, it is like that. And if human as a whole wake up and try to return to their virtuous way of life, the original greatness of themselves, the compassionate and loving nature, by sparing lives of human and animals alike, then maybe we can say that they could begin to pay a little bit for their spiritual upliftment. In that case, heaven has more excuses to help humankind, to uplift them.
Thanks, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello. How are you?
Good times, Master. Master, I have a few questions. The first one is about the Bible. Catastrophe have been described in the book of Revelation in the Bible. It says that the last of which is an earthquake, the likes of which has never been seen. It also mentions disease, the blistering sun, the water turning into blood. And it also mentions that man will curse God for the catastrophes and will not repent their ways. Master can expand on the book of Revelations from the Bible and these predictions pertaining to the day of the end.
This is the description of the end of the world, yeah? And it should be correct so. That is, if humankind have no guidance, yes, and no spiritual grace from heaven or from any of the representative of heaven, then this thing that has been predicted in the Bible would occur, and it would be like that, or even worse. But if humankind has, enlightened guidance and awakened themselves to a better way of life, more virtuous, yeah, as originally intended by heaven, and if they remember their great self again and live accordingly, then this thing will be minimized or to the minimum or almost zero. So let's hope it will be minimized to zero, okay?
Thank you.
We're trying our best.
Besides distributing flyers, I have an idea that I have a very limited fund, but I want to use it for making people to eat vegetarian diet each day by providing veggie food for free. They only need to promise to be vegetarian on that day. This is going to be on the website that I have already created. I wonder if this is a good idea.
It's a good idea. You are very loving and compassionate. This is so wonderful. You see, bless you for that. Bless your heart. You see, but I think we also better use it for distributing more flyers. Then people can decide for themselves. And in this case, more people will know about it. But of course you can also have the website. Yeah. I don't know how many people will come and eat your vegetable. But it's very good of you. Very good of you. Bless you so much. It's not just the vegetarian diet. It's not the promise to be vegetarian only. It is the motive behind it that is important. You see, people have to know why they should be vegetarian. They should want to save their lives on the planet. They should want to be compassionate to weaker beings like animals. Then they will be saved. Do you understand me, my love?
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ. We serve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year. Half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
Yes, I understand. I was thinking, because the fact that we have tried many, many ways.
Yes.
And one of the way we will, you know, trying to give them the opportunity to try the vegetarian diet, but at the same time, providing the all the information for them to understand that as well.
Yeah, that's good, that's good. The informations are very important, yes. You just create a website, give them information as well, you know, as the flyers. Yes, I'll do anything. if you give them the vegetable, they know how to cook, or you teach them how to cook as well?
We provide them just the food. You will only cook and just provide them.
Oh, wow. You deliver? You make delivery all over Australia?
Well, I'm just thinking is I have limited fund. I just provided that. And if they feel good, they can contribute it back in using the same fund and just multiply that way.
So you start like a charity organization? I don't like that. You do whatever you have only, okay? Never take money from anybody. Do you understand me now?
Understand.
From the beginning, and in the middle, and till the end, I always said, no donation of any kind. No taking it, okay? Giving, okay. Taking, no. You get me?
Understand, Master.
People are capable of helping themselves. Why don't you just tell them the idea, the information, and they decide.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, Compassion Begets Compassion. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.